Japan's Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi has visited a Tokyo shrine to the country's war dead. Today's visit comes 2 days before the anniversary of Japan's surrender to the United States that ended World War II. Thousands were on hand to witness the visit, including several hundred protesters. NPR's Eric Weiner also was there. Hello, Eric.
Hello, John.
Eric, let's review this controversy and why we had protesters on hand today.
Well, basically, I would say there are two reasons, and one is what the Yasukuni Shrine represents. It really is a symbol, some would say the symbol, of state Shintoism and emperor worship. This was the kind of religious fervor that really galvanized the Japanese population half a century ago and propelled the country to war. It's also a matter of who is honored at this particular shrine. 2.5 million fallen Japanese soldiers, including 14 so-called Class A war criminals. These were people who were tried and executed by an international tribunal after the war, people like General Hideki Tojo, Japan's prime minister during World War II. Now, countries in the region, especially China and South Korea, feel that it was really inappropriate for a Japanese leader to visit a shrine that essentially glorifies these war criminals, and they've made their views perfectly clear today after the visit.
Koizumi had expressed an interest in visiting the shrine on August 15th, the anniversary of the surrender in World War II. Why did he jump the gun?
Well, he didn't say exactly why, but the assumption here is he didn't want to go on the most symbolically charged date, which is Wednesday, August 15th, as you say, the anniversary of Japan's surrender. That was seen both here and in China and South Korea as being just a bit too much for anybody to stomach. This is obviously a political compromise or an attempt at one. Koizumi is trying to, on the one hand, please the right-wing constituency here, people who believe Japan should not be apologizing for World War II. On the other hand, he's trying to prevent a major diplomatic crisis. This is a prime minister, after all, who was elected on a pledge mainly to reform Japan's economy. He doesn't want to get bogged down in a diplomatic battle, really, with China and South Korea.
How do the Japanese people feel about this visit today?
Well, it's interesting. The opinion polls here are almost exactly split down the middle, actually split into thirds. You have a third of the people who definitely support Prime Minister Koizumi, who believe that, well, if a Japanese leader can go to a state visit to Washington and pay tribute at Arlington Cemetery, why can't he pay tribute to Japan's fallen soldiers here? Then you have another third who are absolutely against it, who they're concerned about Japan's international reputation. They believe the country did some horrible things during World War II and should be apologizing. And then you have the final third, which may be the most significant. These are people who have no opinion. A lot of people here are worried day to day about making ends meet. Perhaps they're concerned about losing their job. They're not particularly concerned about a war that ended more than 50 years ago.
Thanks very much, Eric. NPR's Eric Weiner in Tokyo.